there was a guy that wanted me to fix a deal he had one day, brought this thing in, had some little troubles with it, and he was a friend of mine. He said, I want to bring my, for catering something, I forget what he called, out, and I need you to help me fix it so I use it to cater with. I said, okay. He's a friend of mine, so I thought, okay, bring it out. I said, what is it made out of? He said, mostly wood. I said, okay, so bring it. So he brought this thing out, and you know what this thing was? A black casket made out of wood. It had drawers on the side that you pull out, had knives and all kinds of stuff. And when you took the lid off of the coffin, that's where you put all the food and all that kind of stuff. I said, what do you do with this thing? He said, this is what I have for people's 40th and 50th birthday parties, those that are over the hill. 1 foot in the grave, another on a banana peel when you're 40. And that's what you see yourself. No, thank you. No. But you ask, I have asked lots of people, when they say, I'm so old. I mean, I had one girl one time. She came to me and said, Pastor, I got to have you pray for me. I am so old. I know I'm going to be an old maid. I said, well, young lady, you're a beautiful young lady. I said, you don't look very old to me, but oh, I'm so old. I said, honey, how old are you? Tell me. I said, oh, gee, I could never tell you how old I am. I said, no, wait a minute. I ain't going to pray for you if you don't tell me how old you are. I said, you don't look very old to me. How old are you? She said, you promise you won't never tell nobody? I said, yes, I won't never tell nobody. If I do, I won't ever call your name, so nobody will know. How old are you, girl? 36. Oh, lands, I felt so sorry for this girl. 36? Is she ancient? Oh, my Lord, poor girl. No wonder she can't get married. 36, that's over the hill, isn't it? Good grief, 36 years old. But see, she saw herself old. She needs to start seeing herself young, doesn't she? She's a daughter of God. She needs to start seeing herself as a princess of the King of the universe. She needs to see herself as a daughter of the King that renews her youth like the eagles. So it don't make any difference if she was 66. She would still see herself as a beautiful young woman. In fact, my wife the other day, she just had her 62nd birthday, and she was talking about some woman. She says, you know, honey, that woman, she's old. She's 60. And then she thought, oh, my gosh, I'm older than that. See, when you talk about somebody else that's 60, you think they're old, right? But we ain't old. I'm not old at all. And praise God, in just a few days, I'm going to be 71. You know, but I'm still a ball of fire. I love it. I love it. And I'm going to still be a ball of fire when I'm 91. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. We should never get old as children of God. Here's a verse I'm going to read to you. This is one of those that I've, this is in Jeremiah 30. Verse 12, for thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead your cause that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. All your lovers have forgotten thee. They seek you not, for I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy. I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one. Again, who do you think that is? Satan. That's the devil. Verse 14. For the multitude of your iniquity, because your sins were increased. Verse 15 says, why criest thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable. For the multitude of your iniquity, because your sins were increased, I have done these things unto you. God done all these things to him because of why? Because of sin. Therefore, I'll just go ahead and read verse 16 and 17. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all your adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Now that's good news, isn't it? The Lord would do it even under the old covenant. Under the old covenant, healing was ours. And of course, in Hebrews, he clearly tells us that we have a better covenant. Now then, in the scripture, Jesus made us under the new covenant. He made us some very powerful promises. Now, people try to make these promises work. In fact, I remember one day I was watching Christian television and I saw a man put probably 4 or 5 of these mighty scriptures that I'm going to read to you on a board. And he said, "Why do these scriptures not work for the church?" And he didn't know. He said, "If these scriptures are real, then we ought to be able to see God do great and awesome things." But he said, "These things don't work." Well, let's turn to one or two of these things that don't work. Let's go to Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24. Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24. And let's see what Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24 says. I will have to say, it's an awesome promise. Now, this is for you. This should work for each one of us. And Jesus answering and says unto them, "Have faith in God." Now, what do you got to have?
Faith.
Faith in who?
God.
In God. Which God?
Almighty God?
There's only one God. Well, it might depend. You know, I walked into a place of business right over here at the airport the other day, and a guy says, "Oh, by the way, Thurman, this is so-and-so. He owns a flight school over at Meacham." I said, "Well, praise God." I said, "Are you a Christian?" "No, I'm a Muslim." I thought he was a Muslim. That's why I said that. He was a brown-skinned man. And I said, "Are you a Christian?" He said, "No, I'm a Muslim." And the man that was there, that the Christian man that I knew, he said, "Oh, Thurman, the God they serve and the God you and me serve is the same God." I said, "The God I serve and the God he serve is not the same God." I said, "The God I serve is the one and only God." I said, "His God's the devil." Oh, he didn't like that at all. I said, "By the way, when's the last time you saw your God do a miracle?" He said, "What are you talking about? I ain't never seen Allah do nothing." I said, "Reached in my back pocket," and I said, "I have a few of these DVDs here about God's mighty testimonies of healing power." I said, "Take these home and listen to these, and you'll get to see a God that really knows how to do wonderful, awesome miracles for his people." He took them. So I don't know what he ever did with them, because I hadn't seen him since. If you haven't gotten copies of the testimonies back there, of the testimonies of miraculous healing, how many of you have ever seen any of those? Several of you have. Aren't those wonderful testimonies? Now, who do you think done all those wonderful testimonies? Lord did. I got the privilege to pray for those people, but God is the one touched their life. All I did was do the prayer. But by doing the prayer and seeing him do it, he has really confirmed. There's some awesome testimonies on there. You know that? And if you haven't seen Bailey Waldrop's healing back there, you need to get a copy of that. We got a 2-hour program back there when we was on GLC with that little girl. She was a Baptist. Her mom and daddy were Baptists. But let me tell you, God has changed that Baptist church out there in Hobbs, New Mexico. Woo, has he done some work out there. You can't deny it. The very first Sunday that Bailey went back after she come to Brenham, Texas, when I was down there a few months ago, actually a year or so ago, whenever it was, and Bailey was miraculously healed at 10:30 at night when I was there for a long time. I taught from 1 to 5 and then prayed for people till 11 o'clock. And she was at 10:30, and when I prayed for her, God instantly healed that little girl. I mean, instantly healed her of everything and raised her up and sent her back out there. And the very next Saturday, Sunday, when she went to church and told everybody what happened, 18 young people out there got saved. Now, that's what it's all about, right?
Amen.
Getting them young people saved. We need to get them saved. We want them to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. But when that little 15-year-old girl, which all the people in Hobbs knew she was sick because her mom and daddy owned a big furniture store out there, and they knew how bad she was. Then even the week before they came down there, had a whole big blow-up in the paper about her and all of her sickness and how sick she was and how what she had was incurable. And the next week, she's healed by the power of God. Isn't God good? Now, see, what was wrong with her? They gave her the shot for cervical cancer. Gargasil shot. Have any of you young women in here had the Gargasil shot? Anybody had the Gargasil shot? Praise God. Don't take it. Don't take it. There is thousands of young girls that have had a serious reaction to it, and many of them have died. They said, well, we've given 23 million shots, so it's worth it. No, it ain't worth it. I can tell you how to never have cervical cancer as a woman. You know how, you know what that answer is, don't you, young lady? No sex outside of wedlock, right? Absolutely right. Sex outside of wedlock, they, all of a sudden all the, or so many women by the time they get 40 has got cervical cancer. Why all of a sudden in the last few years is so many women coming down with cervical cancer? Well, because we're teaching them sex is okay outside of marriage. And so when they go do that from 10 to 15 years after they start doing that, they come down with cervical cancer. God is merciful and kind, and then some of them you can't get them healed. They just die. But look at this promise in Mark 11, 23. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. That promise is for you under the new covenant. Brother, what can you do with a promise like that if you could make it work? You could do anything, that's right. He gave you as the Son of God no limitations, did he? All you got to do is believe that and walk holy before him. And it'll work. That scripture will work. What can you do with a verse like that? You could do anything. I mean, could you get your children healed? Could you get your spouse healed? Yeah, if you really believe it, you can. If you walk in obedience to God's word, he has made you and me an awesome promise. But he says, you're not supposed to doubt in your heart. Why is it so easy for us as Christians to doubt in our heart? Why? I mean, you know, isn't it amazing how you say, I'm going to stand for this. I'm going to quote this scripture, and I know it's going to happen. And then there's a little voice you hear in your head. But what if he don't do it for you this time? And who do we believe? Him, instead of God's word. Why? Because we've trained ourselves in the world more than in the word of God.
We're going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, This Book Is Alive, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.